I'm here to pod today, ladies and gentlemen. We here. Hey, if you're not from here, you might not know what's going on. Just rock with me. Yeah. Hold on, hold on. I'ma flip the vibe real quick. Just rock with me. Just rock with me. Listen, 24 hours away, Javonta Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia, Baltimore stand up. We here, ladies and gentlemen. We here.
I'm in them stores, like fuck yeah, what is the score?
It's up there.
At least four more, I don't do one pair. Got 350 on me, that ain't bust fair. How many doors? Shit, I'm fair. If I'm in the club, I mean a gun here. I'm Murray Cole, two stacks, I got one.
If you ain't think I was coming in here on 10,000, y'all your goddamn mind. Let's go.
Show bitch to break your wrist, I'm like, come here. A 36, that's one square. An extra band-aid, I come there. You rock a 36,
that's what my son wear.
I'm on a fly, that bitch going up there. Cause I'm getting paid, yes, fuck yeah. Hop on purple, or
come
my
on, man.
Cup red. I'm on that tip.
Baltimore stand up, you heard?
On the first floor and went up.
Come on, man. We here.
Had a whole box of condoms.
Still slipped and hit a raw. What?
Damn, I be tripping. Niggas on the block right now.
Still serving fentanyl. Come on. I won't mention.
Hit a nigga with some straight drop and blew your pension. When the streets took money, A, I had to turn my thug.
What?
Bet you if they play that scola shit, it turn the club up. Bad.
Bad
bitches.
Huh?
Y'all can drag with us.
Drag.
Fuck up sex with us. Mine's a ball good.
Come on, man.
We so big good.
We here.
Standing some be full of shit. All the side.
Like I said, if you ain't from here, you probably don't know what's going on, but just rock with me, you heard?
How's hoodies? Say no, on no park right by the spot, we had to move, yeah.
Gotta go. These streets that me and my niggas ain't dead yet.
I told him sweep too exotic, he won't move that fool. When I grab that new machine, watch, they gon' call me rude. All my youngest down to catch a body, they got missing screws. All these niggas down right in my city, might not make it.
Come on, man. We here. We are here. Ladies and gentlemen, I know the intro was a little long. And I hope y'all stuck with me through it. But I told y'all, I'm on 10 right now. Good morning. Happy Friday. You probably at work. I'm not. I'm home. Sorry. It's a professional development day. Ain't no school. But I'm here. I'm here to pod. We are, ladies and gentlemen, we have made it to the fight that has been years in the making. A fight that we thought we would never see. A fight that we thought we would not see this year. I didn't believe until I saw it with my own two eyes. I had to wait until I saw the paperwork. I did not know we were going to get this. I'm not here to talk about the NFL draft. I'm not here to talk about the NBA playoffs. I'm not here to talk about the Masters. I'm not here to talk about the UFC. I am here to talk about the most anticipated fight of all time. Javonta Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia. It's happening tomorrow night live in Las Vegas from the T-Mobile Arena. It's going down. It does not get any bigger than this. If you have not ordered the pay-per-view and you don't have a DraftKings Sportsbook account, go there. Hell. Make your grandma an account. Make your auntie an account. All you got to do is place $5 on either fighter and you get the fight for free. Now, me, I was already a fan, a DraftKings member, but I bought the fight. I paid the $85. I'm fine. I got a 75-inch TV. I'm having a fight party. I'll make that money right back. But if you have not ordered the fight yet and you're debating, all you have to do is bet $5 on either Tank or Garcia with DraftKings, and you will get the fight for free. That's all you got to do. Remember what you heard it, all right? Listen, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm not going to waste y'all time. I feel like I've already wasted enough on it, enough on the intro, but that's just, listen, man, y'all know Tank is the hometown. I'm a homer. I had to come through. The intro had to be fire. Today, I just felt like I had to bring some good energy to the pod, you know, some good energy, some good fight energy, because I'm ready. The weigh-in is today. Can't wait to see that. the final face-off at the weigh-in. I mean, it got pretty spicy yesterday at the press conference, and I think that's where we're going to start. Ryan Garcia, man, I don't believe a word he's saying. And I can't tell if he's trying to convince us or himself that he believes in what he's saying. But I'll tell you, man, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It was like, I know that Tank is, he's not the talker. He's not really a talker. He's not. And it's hard to go back and forth with somebody who is not that talkative, or that's going to give you that much to come back with, to clap back at. It is kind of hard. I know that. And I'm a talker myself. So I'll give you plenty of material to come back at, but I'm going to come right back at you. But I know that when I'm in that situation, it's hard to bring that out of you, right? So I commend Ryan Garcia for trying his best, right? But when Tank does get rolling, and Ryan Garcia did try to come back, I didn't believe a damn thing he said. Like, it was one point in the press conference, you know, when Tank was talking about how he was going to break Ryan's jaw, and then Ryan's response, it was like he copied him. Listen to this. Just listen. Uh-oh. Hold on. A little technical difficulties. Hold on. I'm sorry. Here we go.
How are you going to sleep?
When I touch anything, are you going to sleep?
Whoa.
Once I touch that anything, jaw, you're going to sleep. I'll probably break your jaw. Facts.
I feel like I'm gonna break your jaw with the hook. I just see you on the floor with a broken jaw. Seriously,
you go at the temple. You don't go at the jaw.
Say what?
I'm gonna break your jaw. I promise you.
It's crazy. I don't know, Ryan. That was a little wild. It's a little wild. But for somebody to tell you, one, you don't even punch at the jaw. You hit the temple. That's crazy. He knows you. Then for you to just repeat what he said as a comeback, like, fam, what are you doing? Like, and he just looks shook. He does not look comfortable on this big stage. And it's just a press conference. Each press conference they've had, Ryan Garcia has not looked comfortable. He has not looked confident in the words that he's saying. I'm not believing it. And this is not me being biased. I just don't believe him, man. I don't believe him. I don't. It's hard for me to believe that this man is going to go get in the ring and knock Tank out. I just, from what I'm seeing, I can't believe it. Maybe he's super focused. Maybe he's super locked in and he's just reserved, and he's reserving all his big energy for Saturday night. Maybe that's the key. But I mean, Tank ain't on 10. He wasn't on 10 at the press conference yesterday. He was calm, but he let him know. I think he scared the hell out of Ryan Garcia yesterday. Told that man, yo, leave your mother and your daughters at home. Don't bring them. He told him, do not bring them. Tank had already said in the All Access he was leaving the family at home. He told the cameras it's going to be one of them. And I believe. I believe everything Tank's saying, because it just feels different. You know, you watch the press conference, and I just feel like Ryan Garcia is not comfortable, man. I feel like he's worried. Not worried about getting hurt. I feel like he's so concerned about knocking Tank out. It's going to affect his game plan. And it's going to affect what happens in that ring tomorrow night. I can't tell if the pressure of proving everybody wrong, like I mentioned last time, is getting to him or what. But I don't know, man. The press conference alone, Tank is up a round. He might be up two rounds because the way Leonard Ellerbe cooked Oscar De La Hoya yesterday. And I mean, fam, he ain't telling no lie. Like, hey, you brought all your fighters and you tried to beat Floyd. That ain't happened. Now you got this boy and you think you're going to be Tank? Probably ain't going to happen. Like, I ain't never seen Leonard Ellerbe talk that ish. like that. That was crazy. You know, De La Hoya tried to do his little cocaine cowboy type of thing, but we're not really listening to what you got to say, Coke Boy. We're not. But listen, as far as the press conference goes, it was entertaining. Not as entertaining as most. Like, it's because both of these guys really aren't talkers. Like Ryan Garcia is a real. They're both laid back guys. Like Tank is out there, but you know Tank got that. He can't really articulate that well. We know that. All right, it's the truth. And Ryan Garcia is really like a soft spoken guy. Like, there's nothing to be said between the two. Like yesterday, I don't know. Like, there's nothing they really can say to sell the fight anymore. There's nothing left to say. This fight sells itself. Like, you know, usually you got to have guys in there, you know, in each other's faces and talking all types of crazy and really trying to sell the fight. These guys don't have to do that. They don't have to do that. The fight sells itself with these two. It's like, we know what we're getting. We got Ryan Garcia, talented, speedy, with power. But Gervonta Davis, monster. Absolute monster. Like, we know what we have here. There's nothing left to be said between these two. I hope they both weigh in and make weight today. I know weight has been a conversation the whole build up to this fight, but I think they will both make weight this evening. I hope they do. I'll be tuned in to make sure. But yeah, I mean, listen, I think the question that has to be asked now is this the most anticipated fight ever? And I mean, listen, this is saying something. I'm Tyson Holyfield, Ali Frazier, Floyd Pacquiao. Like, these are staple fights that I'm naming, right? Then that we've all heard of. Canelo, Triple G, Wilder Fury, more recently. Like, these are staple fights. Floyd De La Hoya. Like, you know, understand what I'm saying? Bernard Hopkins, Tito Ortiz, like, huge fights. This is all I'm saying. These are huge fights. Mega fights, if you want to use the word. They throw that word mega fight around a lot. Floyd and Pacquiao, that's a mega fight. This right here, it's like a super mega fight. Like, just think about it. We got two undefeated fighters in their prime, young, in prime shape, both tip-top shape. Like, it does not get any better than this. And there's not even any belts on the line. No belts. It's not a unification bout. It's not an undisputed title fight. You think about it. Caleb Plant versus Canelo Alvarez was an undisputed title fight. It's a big fight. It's huge. In the boxing, it's huge in boxing. Triple G Canelo was huge in boxing. Floyd Pacquiao was huge everywhere. We were all interested in that. Floyd McGregor, huge everywhere. We were all interested in that. This right here, this is crossing over into casual fans. The kids who watch the stream, like who watch Twitch streamers, the kids who maybe their first real exposure to boxing has come from the Paul brothers. Like, this fight is breaking mainstream barriers. Like, this is bigger than the sport. This is putting so many eyes on the sport because of Ryan Garcia's social media following, because of what Tank has done in the sport. Like, this fight is huge. I don't think in the last 10 years there's ever been a fight this anticipated. There hasn't been. This is huge, man. This is a huge fight. I just don't think that there's any, there's ever been a fight in recent years. You know, I'm young. You guys know I'm 24, right? So I can't really speak on Tyson and his come up and how big those fights were, his title fights were back in the 90s, 80s, 90s. I can't talk about his heyday. I don't know how big Ali Frazier was, but I know social media wasn't around. I know that. This is big, man. This is big everywhere. I was there through the Floyd era. I saw how big Floyd's fights were. But this right here, it just feels different, man. It feels different. And I can't be the only one who feels that. So it's like, I can't be wrong when I say this is the most. I mean, this may be a hot take, but that's fine. I'll say it, man. I'll go on a limb. I'll answer the question. Yes, this is the most anticipated fight of all time. It is. I don't think there's ever been a fight that we've wanted more than this. I don't think there's ever been a fight that casual and hardcore fans have wanted more than this. Like I said, man, Canelo's my favorite boxer. I feel like Canelo is the face of boxing. But is Canelo's reach the same as Ryan Garcia's reach on social media? Is Canelo Alvarez's reach the same as Tank's reach is in, you know, our community, like the hip-hop community? Like, think about the worlds that Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis touch. Like, you guys know Drake is a big gambler. I use Drake as an example because it's Drake. Y'all see Drake betting on Canelo and Demetri Bivol on his story? No, probably not. We're probably going to see Drake drop a bag today on stake on a Gervonta Davis knockout. Like, that's the type of impact and reach that this fight has. Like, I keep using Canelo as an example, and this is not to slight Canelo or shade Canelo. I'm just saying, star power is a thing. Canelo's a star. He is a star. But you know, in between breaks, like in between undercards or during the fight, they'll point to the crowd and show you the celebrities that are there. We're going to see so much star power tomorrow. It's going to look like Staples Center, not the Crip. It's gonna look like Staples Center during that, the Kobe run. Like, fam, this is gonna be a huge thing. Like, this celebrity row is celebrity rows. All I'm saying is Canelo, Spence, hell, Crawford, Teofimo Lopez, Haney, none of these guys who are stars in the sport are bringing over what this fight is going to bring over tomorrow night. It's the truth. Watch how many celebrity shoutouts you see tomorrow night. What's the over under on celebrity camera pans? Somebody tell me, because I'm going over 15. I'm going over 15. There are going to be so many athletes, actors, singers, entertainers all in one at this fight tomorrow night. So many. Because that's how big it is. This fight transcends the sport of boxing. This is a crossover event. This is an event that people who may have never watched a fight, a big fight before. Like, you guys know how these things bring people out, man. Like, that same atmosphere. And same amount of people who were tweeting about Floyd McGregor probably never tweeted about boxing a day in their life, and it pissed me off that day. But now that I'm older, I can appreciate, okay, people are watching this sport. Same thing like when the Super Bowl happens. There's some casual football fans who really don't, you know, care about the season, but they'll be there for the Super Bowl. They'll be at the Super Bowl parties. I have friends who are casual fans of boxing who are going to be at my fight party tomorrow. They don't watch boxing every weekend like me. But they're fans of Tank, obviously, because, you know, we're hometowners, we're homers, but they like what he does in the ring, and they know this is a big fight. They know this is a big event. This is a can't miss, must see TV event. I can't sit here and lie to y'all. I would never do that. I'm a hardcore boxing fan. But to sit here and say Canelo Alvarez, Bivol, or David Benavidez, Caleb Plant, or any of these fights are bigger than what's going on tomorrow, I can't say that. And I just, that's why I bought the fight. Because I want to be a part of whatever history is coming out of this tomorrow night. Because if everybody really purchases this fight and we don't, you know, illegally stream it, this fight could do historic numbers, man. Historic numbers. Even with the fight, even with the price being $85.99, this could do historic numbers. And I want to be a part of that. And I didn't want to deal with the buffering. I don't care. I don't care. I love the sport too much. Same with football. Oh my God. I didn't even talk about the NFL Sunday ticket yet. I'll talk about that another time. Because the price of the brick went up. But seriously though, man, this fight is huge. This is a moment. Wherever you are tomorrow night, whatever happens in this fight, you won't forget where you were when it happened. You won't. That's how big this moment is for the sport. That's how big this moment is for all sports. We got playoff games tomorrow night. I don't give a damn what the Lakers do tomorrow night. I could care less. Couldn't care less. Don't care. Fam, we won't be there. I promise we won't. Especially with the card starting at 8 o'clock. Thank God they heard me. Because starting this at 9, I didn't sleep. I can't. No, no, no. 8 o'clock is perfect. Good start time. We will be there no matter what, man. This fight is huge. I'm already getting butterflies like I'm getting in the ring. Y'all not getting the pre-fight jitters. I'm gonna need me a damn shot or three. Keep me calm tomorrow, goddamn. Cause this is I'm excited. Like, I know I'm going off on a tangent here. I just really want you guys to understand how big this fight is. This is like a once in a lifetime thing. Like, this is a once. We don't get fights like these, man. Like, we get good fights. We get the fights we may want to see. Like, alright, this is cool. But this is a fight we all needed to see. And we're really getting it, man. Like, these guys are getting in the ring tomorrow night. It's happening. And I have not felt this way since probably Floyd and Pacquiao. And I love the sweet signs. I think, you know, I get excited for when Canelo has a big fight. The big fight feel. I get amped up for that. I got amped up for the Plant fight. It's a big undisputed title fight. That's huge. I'm big. I'm hyped for that. But this right here gives me Floyd Pacquiao. Floyd McGregor type of nervous energy. Like, my knee gonna be shaking the whole fight because I'm gonna be so nervous. Legit, man. Legit. This is great for the sport. And I feel like there has not been in any time, and I don't care what era we talking about, there has not been a more anticipated fight than Gervonta Tank Davis versus Ryan Garcia. There simply hasn't, man. Y'all can kill me. Y'all can kill me if y'all want. Feel away. Old heads, if y'all listening, feel away. But I know I got a lot of young cats that follow and listen to the show, so they'll feel me. But all the old heads, if y'all want to deal with me, put the gloves on, chump. How about that? Put the gloves on. I don't do too much talking. That's why I don't got a co-host. So I like to fight. Put the gloves on. Heard? Let's talk keys to victory, because I ain't going to hold y'all long. Let's talk keys to victory. All right, let's start off with Ryan Garcia. All right, I got three keys for both fighters. First key, for Ryan Garcia. Fight your size. Fight your size. For those who don't know what that means, if you are tall, like Ryan Garcia, who is 5'10", with a 70-inch reach, and you're going up against a guy in Gervonta Davis, who stands at 5'6", about the same height. About the same height, probably. Shout out to all the short dudes out there, man, that's putting in that work, man. We doing that thing, man. We doing that thing, man. But who stands at 5'6", with a reach of what? Hold on, give me a minute. Where's reach at? 67 inches? 67 and a half. So you got the height and reach advantage. 4 inches in height over Gervonta Davis. When I tell Ryan Garcia to fight at his size, what I mean is use your jab. Use your jab. Use your height. You want to fight your own fight, Ryan. Fight your fight. Stay on the outside. Stick. Move. Use that sharp-ass jab. That stiff jab is quick. And then put your punches behind that. Okay? But use your speed. But use your size. You're taller than him. You have the reach. You do not need to get in a dog fight with him. Stick to your game plan. If you don't knock him out, you don't knock him out. But you have a good shot at outboxing him if you use your advantage. And hey, a couple weeks ago, when Israel Adesanya knocked out Wishakam, same night I watched Sebastian Fandora suffer a devastating knockout. If you don't know who Sebastian Fandora is, he's a young boxer. He's about damn near 7 feet tall. And what he does is what I just described to y'all. But he did the complete opposite. He fought a firefight with a guy much shorter than him. He got his ass knocked out. Okay? With that being said, I don't want to see Ryan Garcia get in a dog fight with this man, because that's what he wants. He wants you to hunch over. He wants you to get in tight and expose your chin and your body. But if you stay on the outside, you don't got to worry about that, Ryan. Alright, so your first key to victory for Ryan Garcia is fight at your size. I think that's what I said. Yeah, fight at your size, right? Number two, stick to your game plan, brother. That's the simplest thing you can do. Stick to your game plan. Don't let this moment, which is huge, this moment is bigger than both of y'all. Don't let this moment and the emotion of the night, the emotion of the fight and the crowd sway you from your game plan. Listen to your corner. Remember what you did at camp. Remember what got you here. Remember what's going to keep you here. Stick to your game plan. Whatever that may be. If it's go for the knockout, cool. Set it up. Don't just go in there swinging. Because I've seen you do it. I've seen you swing and miss. I've seen it. It's not going to be pretty if you get countered by Tank. It's not getting countered by Luke Campbell. It's not getting countered by Javier Fortuna. No, no, no. This is a killer. This is a monster. Understand that. Stick to your game plan. Do not throw caution to the wind. If you throw caution to the wind, it will be caution tape around your body at the end of the fight. Please, stick to your game plan, brother. Last key to victory for Ryan Garcia. Move. You gotta move. You have got to move. You got to. You cannot stand there and bang with him. You can't. I don't care how much you want to. I don't care how much your pride is telling you to get in there and have a fire fight with this man, but I promise to God and all that is holy, you will go out on a stretcher if you do that. You need to move. Stay on your bicycle. Try to take him to deep water. Try to wear him down. Use your jab. Throw a little behind it and get the hell out of Dodge. You need to move. You don't need to be standing in the ring toe to toe. You don't need to get stuck on the ropes. Move. That's your best bet. Alright? Now on the flip side, we got Tank. Tank, number one, be patient. Be patient. It's going to come. The opportunity you're looking for is going to come. Because like you've been saying, all build up. All he has is the left hook. We know that's what he's setting up for. Wait for it. Wait for it. Watch him. Be patient. You don't got to go out there and knock him out in the first round. You don't got to do that. Because we know what he's trying to do. He's trying to set you up, whether it's to the body or to the head, for that left hook. Okay? Be patient. I don't care if you got to lose the first 3-4 rounds. Because it ain't going all 12. It ain't. Download that information. Watch what he's doing. Fill him out. You watch the tape. You know what he's going for. You know where he's trying to put it. Be patient. What you want will come. Number two. Gotta close the gap. You gotta close the gap. Whatever space that Ryan Garcia is trying to create, you gotta close it. You gotta get in there tight. You wanna make this fight as grimy and as dirty as possible. And when I say dirty, I'm not talking about anything illegal. I'm talking about nasty. I'm talking about vicious. You want him in there, and you want to make him fight your fight. You want to close that gap. Don't let him stay on the outside. Don't let him do that. Bring the action to him. Force the issue. Be the aggressor. Now, Ryan Garcia did tell you that you have the lowest punch output in boxing, but you didn't reply with it's accurate. Yeah, it is. It is. But this is a different type of fight. These judges are going to be judging a little different. And if these judges, if it does go all 12, or you get to a point where it's the 10th round, he's still standing there, and now you don't have a choice but to put him on the canvas, and now you got to go for broke, you got to go balls for the wall, we're going to remember the combi box stats and how you only threw 8 punches per round. And see, his Ryan Garcia is a high motor fighter. He's probably going to be averaging about 15, 17 punches per round, maybe in the later rounds, in the middle rounds, right? So what you want to do is be active and force the issue. I don't care if you don't land everything, but I need you to throw a little more. Forget that accuracy record, man. That's bullshit. That's BS. Don't care about that. I need you to be active tomorrow night. Gotta be active, because you never know, man. You never know. That's not a guarantee that you get the knockout. It's not a guarantee that you get the stop. It's not a guarantee you hurt him. There may be a boxing match. You may have to rely on your boxing skills. But if that's the case, you need to be dirty. You need to be aggressive. You need to get in there and make him feel you like you said you was going to make him feel you. Got me? Alright. Number three. Last key to victory for Gervonta Davis. Keep your hands up, brother. Keep your hands up. I don't need to see your hands dropped at all. Ryan Garcia is too fast for that. Do not drop your hands. Keep your hands up. Keep yourself guarded. Don't let him touch you. Don't let him touch you. I don't want to see you taking unnecessary punches. I don't want to see that. All right? The counter is there. The counter is there. But don't let him bang on you, fam. Move. Put your hands up. Move your head. Alright? Keep that guard up. At all times. I don't care. Keep it up. Excuse me. Keep it up. You got to. Guys, too dangerous, man. Like, I'm not trying to take anything. I don't sleep on anybody. Right? I don't take anything away from anybody. I know Ryan Garcia is a hell of a fighter, but he hasn't fought anybody. I know that. But does that still mean he can get you in trouble at any point? All right? And I know you got a chin, Tank. I know that. You've been rocked by much more powerful people. But when it comes to this, it's rapid fire. It may throw you off. All right? Keep your guard up, brother. That's all I need from you. So those were the keys to victory presented by... We ain't got no damn sponsors. It's just me. let's see. All right, prediction time. And I get y'all out of here. Listen, I have thought about this since the fight got made. I've been saying the same thing since the fight got made. I'm rolling with Javonta Davis by knockout in the 8th round. If you have FanDuel, BetMGM, DraftKings, BetRiver, Barstool Sportsbook, any sports book that you have, go put some money down on a Javonta Davis 8th round knockout. Here's how I see it. First couple rounds, I got Garcia taking a couple. All right, I think Garcia will be up on the cards 4-3 by the 8th round. But when the 8th round comes, I think that Javonta Davis kicks into a second gear after he's downloaded all the information on Ryan Garcia and knocks him out. That's what I think. I think that it's going to be one of those knock him down, gets back up, because I don't know. It depends. Like, I've seen Ryan Garcia get up before, and that was a nice shot from Luke Campbell, but this ain't Luke Campbell. So, if Ryan Garcia does get up off the canvas, he's going right back down, and if he doesn't fall, the ref is going to jump in there. But it's going to happen in the 8th round. Alright? 8th round knockout. That's what I'm rolling with. I just think that Tank is going to overwhelm him. I think that the moment is going to overwhelm him. I really do. I really can just see Ryan Garcia going like sort of kind of rogue and not doing exactly what his corner has been telling him to do. I think that the moment is going to be the crowd and all that's going to happen tomorrow night is going to get in that boy's head. And he is going to try to knock Tank out. And in doing so, he's going to get himself knocked out. Alright, that's just, I don't know, man. I just really have this bad feeling for him. Talking about Ryan Garcia, I just don't know, man. What Trump say that one time? Turn him off. The lights are too bright. Turn him off. Like, fam, I just really think that the lights are going to be entirely too bright for y'all boy, Ryan Garcia. That's how I feel about it, man. I really do think it's going to be a good fight, though. I'm not taking anything away from Ryan Garcia. I think he's going to bring a good challenge to Tank, because Tank hasn't seen anybody with this amount of speed or talent. But like I said before, I do think Tank's track record is better. His resume is better than Ryan Garcia's, but neither of these guys have seen anything like each other, which is why I think this fight is going to be so interesting, which is why I think that it's going to be even going into those middle rounds, because these guys have to fill each other out. Neither of them want to get knocked out. Neither of them want to get knocked out. Obviously, nobody wants to get knocked out. But in this case, nobody really wants to get knocked out. Okay, especially social media king Ryan Garcia. You really think Ryan Garcia want to get his ass stretched, knocked out cold, and then he got to go back and open his phone to his however million followers, and the first reel he sees is Top Rank or is ESPN or Bleacher Report, like, damn, you got knocked the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying? He don't want to see that. So I know he not trying to go to sleep. I know he ain't. But he may not have a choice, man. He may not have a choice. With that being said, once again, I got Tank with a knockout in the 8th round. That's my prediction. That's how I see it. So, that's all I got for y'all, man. I didn't want to keep y'all too long. I think 40 minutes is cool to stop at, man. I think I'm good. All I want to do is talk about the fight today. That's all I want to talk about. Well, I'll be back sometime next week, early in the week, though. I'm not going to wait to the back half. I'll be there early, hopefully between Monday and Tuesday. All right, possibly Monday, possibly. I'll see how I feel. But thank you guys once again for bearing with me and listening to this episode, and keep running up the last episode as well with my guy Sean. But thank you guys for listening, and for the 204th time, I'm Eric Lyons, and you have just been electrified.